Hello, welcome back. Welcome back. This is episode 16 of 30 New Things. I am your host, KT.
Pause. We didn't sync.
We didn't sync it up. All right, here we go. Oh God, that was a bad clap. Terrible. All right, synchronicity clap. Welcome. How are you doing? Good. Me too. I hope you're having a great week and that you had a great weekend. It is Tuesday, August 10th, and this is episode 16. And surprise, we have back on our show again, Mystery Megan.
Yay, applause sound.
I wonder how that's going to sound. Welcome back.
I wanted to take over your podcast.
She's taking it over.
Yes.
Apparently. Well, as Megan let me know last time, I actually never let her introduce herself. I introduced her for her. So I'm going to let her have the floor and introduce and make the mystery not a mystery anymore.
Hello, everyone. My name's Megan.
That's okay. It?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to have some big spiel planned out.
Heck no.
Oh, okay. She remains a mystery.
I do.
She remains a mystery. It is very hot. I know I've talked about the heat a lot on here, but oh my God, it's hot. And I think it's at least 85 degrees in my house, would you say?
You know I love coming over here and hanging out.
I know you do.
But it's a little toasty.
Hey, at least my car has air conditioning.
Yeah, so we can
and
go
yours
on,
is not.
We can go on trips.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't stay
we just
at home.
Can't be here. We're here only to record this and then
adventure.
I'm leaving. Because I gotta get out of here.
We'll go back to my place.
Hell yeah. How are you? How's it going? Megan got sunburnt today. Haha. She thought she wouldn't because it was cloudy.
I don't make smart decisions in the sun.
You were wrong. Never underestimate the sun. That's the thing. Okay, like, I'm big on sunscreen for me, but mm-hmm. I also always want to make sure the people that I'm with have sunblock. So I will bring a bottle with me and I'll say, here you go, block up. And most times people do. But I know some people who refuse to ever wear sunblock. My dad is one of them. And I just say to him, Dad, you're a tough man. You're very strong of body and mind, but you are not stronger than the sun. No man is stronger than the sun. It will get you.
I do think I can outpower the sun.
You're not stronger than the sun, baby. You're not. You're not.
Obviously.
Even when it's cloudy, you can still get sunburnt. Even in the winter, you can incur sun damage. Did you know that you can incur sun damage from your phone and your computer, too? Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
A dermatologist told me that. You can incur sun exposure, sun damage on your skin from your phone and your computer. An actual dermatologist told me that. So that is why you should be wearing SPF every single day, no matter what, even if you're inside all day. You can get sunburned through your car window. A lot of people don't think about that when you're driving. You can get sun damage like on your arm through your car window, through a window, or when it's cloudy, or even in the wintertime when it's cold, when it's not even hot.
Is that why people, or I guess, is that why a lot of makeup companies make their foundation with SPF in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's all I wear anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear like a BB cream with SPF every day. And then extra sunblock on top of it, on my arms and stuff, because I'm not going to put foundation on my arms.
I mean,
that's a little overkill.
Could be a hot look. You don't need a spray tan, you need foundation.
Yes. Caked up arms.
Ugh, can you imagine like the hairs on your arms with like foundation on them?
Oh, that'd be nasty. Ooh. Did you ever shave your arms?
No, But my cousins and I went through a phase where we all shaved our belly buttons.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Big mistake. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Yep. And it's funny, my older sister, she warned me. So she said one of her friends had shaved her stomach, and so she thought she'd try it. And then she regretted it because it grew back darker.
Uh-huh.
And me, being little, I'm like, oh, I'm never going to do that. I'm going to heat. Well, I started growing hair on my stomach. Guess what I did? Shaved it off. And now it grows back dark. It's never been the same. So now I have to just keep shaving it. Kids, if any kids are listening to this, don't do it.
I hope not. You curse a little bit.
Wait, what'd you say?
I hope they're not listening because you curse sometimes.
Well, you know, who doesn't? They're going to learn it someday. They're going to learn it from someone. It might as well be from me.
So you can't overpower the sun and you can't overpower darker hair growing in.
Yep.
Okay.
It can't be avoided. It'll never be the same again. Part of your body that you shave, it will grow back darker for the rest of your life.
That's it.
It's unavoidable. Don't do it. Don't ever shave your arms, because then you'll have to keep shaving your arms forever.
Don't shave your legs either, kids.
Yeah, don't shave your legs.
Unless you want to feel...
But honestly, though, if I had never started shaving my legs, it would be blonde. You wouldn't even be able to see it. It'd be right. Great.
But then you wouldn't feel the silkiness of a cat rubbing up against your leg, like our topic last week revealed.
True. True. I shaved my legs last night with the intent of trying to get Maisie to love on me, and it's too fucking hot for her. I haven't seen her all day, actually. I don't know where she is. Oh, I just heard her jingle. Oh, Maisie. Oh, man. But yeah, it's really hot in the house. And sadly, we have to turn the fan off when we record, or otherwise you'll hear it. Do you think the audience cares if they can hear our fan?
I really want to know if they can hear Iris panting in the background.
I hope so. Oh, there it is. Yeah, you can kind of hear it. There you go. It's not some creep standing over my shoulder. It's my dog. So today's topic, candy. Everyone loves candy. I revealed to Megan the story of the first time that I was able to go to the movie theater without a parent. It was my 12th birthday. We were allowed to go to the movie theater alone without a parent, and it was wonderful. I don't remember what we saw, but I do remember that we were each allowed to get one box of candy, and I got snow caps. And I'm pretty sure I've never had them since. I think that was the first and only time I ever had them. Do you remember your first movie theater candy? Or an early memory?
I've gotten the question as well. Do you remember your first movie theater experience? And I don't. I just don't know how people can remember that.
You don't remember? You don't have, like...
I feel like... My parents took me to the movies at a very young age.
You probably fell asleep. Probably. If you were really little.
And I watched movies all the time, so I don't really differentiate a movie theater experience with a home movie experience, at least when I was that young.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember my first R-rated movie.
Ooh, what was that?
I was 12 years old. And my aunt took myself and my 11-year-old cousin to see Pineapple Express.
What?
And my mom was pissed.
Is your aunt a stoner?
No, I don't think she knew what it was.
What?
I mean, because that was early in, was that Seth Rogen?
That came out, I feel like, 08, 09 maybe?
Yeah, I was young, and I was very stunned that my aunt wanted to take...
Yeah, oh wait.
I guess I would have been 13.
Still.
12 or 13. I felt like I did not understand what was going on, and I should not be there.
Isn't that weird, like, when you're young and you, like, you don't know why, but you feel like, I feel like I shouldn't be seeing this. My parents, like, you know that it's wrong.
My parents had a shelf on our, or a section in our DVD collection. I don't even think my parents made it. I think I made it, of movies I wasn't allowed to watch.
You made it yourself?
I don't remember, but I remember even when I was like 16, I was like, oh, I can't watch Kill Bill. I shouldn't watch that.
Or like, whoa.
Talladega Nights. I watched that one night and my mom came, because it was in the basement. My mom came downstairs and I was like terrified that she was going to be like, how dare you watch that? I was 16. I mean, that's still kind of young for some of that suggestive stuff, but.
But to be like afraid and being like, oh, I shouldn't watch this.
Yeah.
What a dweeb.
I know. Even like over the summer when my parents weren't at home, I was like, oh, I shouldn't watch this movie.
Wait, even when they weren't home?
Yeah.
What?
And that is the reason I've never seen Kill Bill.
You still never seen Kill Bill?
26 years old.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
See, my sisters and I, we made an effort to try to like, because, so we would do the library thing. We would go to the library and check out tapes from the library.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get 7 per week. So we would go through and find like, we would get like a few PG-13 and then we'd put like 1 R in there and then like, we would just watch it.
Did you go to like the self-checkout so that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we each had our own card. So we could just check out what we wanted. And then like, if mom or dad came in, we'd just pause it. So they didn't see it. This is making them sound bad. Yeah, I watched a lot of stuff early on that I probably shouldn't have yet. Like, I'm pretty sure, okay, I think the first R-rated movie I saw was, it might have been Titanic.
Titanic's R-rated?
Yeah. It's got full frontal nudity.
I thought that was just PG-13, though.
I'm pretty sure Titanic is rated R. Let's check. Yeah, I remember watching that at a young age. Oh, it is PG-13. Oh, shit.
I mean, the rating system has changed over the years.
True.
Because you used to not be able to say curse words at all in a PG movie.
Yeah.
And now I think you can say up to 2.
Maybe it used to be R, but now it's...
It's very possible.
I feel like that's what happened. Because I'm pretty sure at the time it was rated R. PG-13 is allowed to have 2 F words.
Maybe it was
only 2. That. So you got to use them sparingly.
Well, that's what happened, not to go on an even more tangent than we already were. That's what happened with Hamilton when they wanted to release it on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to release it, I think, as PG so more kids could watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the original show, there's many more curse words.
Mm.
So they cut out just the sound for all of the F-bombs so that there's only 1 F-bomb in there. I think so it could be PG.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, a PG can have an F-bomb?
I think so.
What? That doesn't seem right. For PG? PG movie rules.
Yeah, 2 F-bombs.
For PG-13?
Maybe it is PG-13 on Disney Plus.
Now I feel like a PG movie could say shit once. Or damn. Maybe not shit. Maybe damn.
They say ass in Shrek.
They do. But it's in the but it's in the context of a donkey. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, that's how they got away with it.
Yes. Absolutely, they got away with it. There was probably some
It's PG-13.
Meetings about that.
Either way, they like cut out some of the F-bombs so that it could be a lower rating on Disney Plus.
Interesting.
Yeah. We were talking about candy.
We were. So I wanted to It's August, so I guess it's sort of Halloween season coming up.
I saw jack-o'-lantern / pumpkin Reese's at Kroger last night.
Boom. As soon as the pumpkin Reese's are out, Halloween.
Spooky season.
Spooky season is here. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about candy, and specifically Halloween candy.
Okay.
I
I wanted to know what your favorite and least favorites. Oh, she's got a picture. Oh, it just brings joy to my heart seeing those. The pumpkin shape, they just taste better.
All
I don't know.
Of the
I don't know
holiday...
if it's because they have more peanut butter and less chocolate.
Yes. All of the holiday shaped Reese's are better.
I think specifically the pumpkin ones taste
really?
The best.
I love the Easter egg ones.
I don't know. I just think the pumpkin tastes the best for some reason.
We
it's
should have a taste
satisfying
test.
Shape. Do you think you would know what shape it was if you tried it? Different shapes.
Just taste, too. You wouldn't be able to, like, feel it.
Yeah, just one bite. That'd be interesting to try.
That is an interesting experiment.
We did it at work one night. We did, we had, like, a bet going. One of my coworkers said that all Skittles were the same flavor. And I said, oh, no, they're not. They each have their own flavor. And so five of us did a blind taste test. We had one of each color, and we had to guess what color it was. I got them all right. And I was the only one who got them all right. And I was so surprised because they definitely all have different flavors.
They're very distinct flavors.
Yeah, I agree.
Lemon tastes like lemon. Cherry tastes like cherry.
It's strawberry, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Red no, is strawberry. It's not.
The classic Skittles. Red is strawberry.
Well, maybe I don't know what flavors they are, then.
Yellow is lemon.
Yeah.
Purple's grape, orange is orange, and what's the other one?
Well, they...
Green. Well, it was lime, but now it's stupid apple.
I do. When they have those, like, limited, like, hey, these are the lime Skittles, it's back, I get so excited.
Man, they're just toying with us, because they know everyone likes lime.
Green apple generally is my favorite flavor of candies, but when it comes to, like,
what?
Eating
a Are you
a
terrorist?
I like sour things.
Oh, okay. That's
but
fair.
When it comes to eating a handful of Skittles, I want that lime flavor to mix in.
Yeah. Lime is my favorite Skittle flavor. But yeah, and then, like, everybody else got only, like, one or two right because they thought they all tasted the same, and I was so confused because, like... Now, Fruit Loops do all taste the same. But Skittles, no. I proved that they all have different flavors because I got them all right.
How about the berries in Captain Crunch and berries?
I don't think I've ever had that. Crunch berry?
Have you never even had, like, Oops All Berries?
No. Ew, no.
I wouldn't suggest
it. I don't, no.
I don't like sugary cereals.
I don't really either. Except Lucky Charms.
I'm a life kind of girl.
Same.
Yeah, just a little bit of sugar. And if you get fresh fruit in there, let's go.
Peaches?
Yum. I like berries in mine.
Yum.
I've never tried peaches.
Life cereal is my favorite cereal. Unpopular opinion. I feel like nobody likes Life.
I just bought a box yesterday.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
My favorite candy to get for Halloween was always Reese's Cups. I mean, they're still my favorite. There's no contest.
I go through phases, or I went through phases. I don't know if my phase is going to change. When I was a preteen, I really liked, unpopular opinion, Three Musketeers.
Those are good. I think those, a lot of people hate on Three Musketeers. Is that the one without the caramel?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just the...
Just the whipped chocolate.
Is it? I always thought it was nougat, but that makes more sense.
It's whipped chocolate.
That makes a lot more sense. I used to, this is probably pretty gross, I used to peel the chocolate coating off.
Okay.
And then eat the whipped chocolate by itself.
Okay. I do that. I peel the edges off the Reese cup.
Interesting.
Yeah, it pops right out. The middle, like, pops right out. If you flip it over upside down and you, like, kind of loosen it, the middle will pop right out. And you'll just have a ring of chocolate. It's hard to do, but when you get it, oh, it's so satisfying.
Okay.
Have you ever taken apart a Kit Kat? Like the layers of the Kit Kat?
No.
Also very satisfying. If you get the edges, the little, you know, the little ridge mm-hmm. around, if you bite that off all around, mm-hmm. you can kind of slide the layers apart. Other candies you can take apart. I think that's it. candies that I will not eat if they're there. Whoppers.
I don't like Whoppers either.
Nasty. Because, like, my go-to, like, if I'm at the grocery store or something, I'll just grab a Reese's cup. Why do we say Reese's cup? It's Reese's cup. Reese owns the cup.
It could be a Midwestern thing, like...
Is it? How? Is that a regional...
Well, we make grocery stores plural. Kroger's, yeah. Meyer's.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I don't play with that. It's Kroger.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Giant Eagles? No, I don't say that. Most Midwesterners do that.
Do they?
So they like to take the S... They take the S from the Reese's,
yeah,
and they put it on the grocery store.
Reese cup. Or like, I hate when people say Reese pieces.
They like emphasize the E's.
Yeah.
So it's Reese pieces. Instead of says, like Reese says.
Yeah. Not a fan.
I don't know. Midwesterners are weird. It's your podcast, man.
There are lots of other candies and snacks that are inedible for obvious reasons. Black licorice. Why do they even make it? Does anybody even really like black licorice?
My grandmother is the only person on this earth that still eats black licorice. But yeah, she will only eat it if it's made with real molasses.
Oh, she's really old fashioned.
She insists.
Ugh. I do like molasses. But yeah, like, is licorice going to die out when that generation dies out?
Here's the other thing. If you don't like prune juice, black licorice helps you poop.
Really?
I think it's the molasses.
I'd rather take the prune juice, to be honest with you.
I hear black licorice with molasses makes you poop.
Huh. I'll keep that in mind. If there's no prune juice available.
Yeah, because you can really find black licorice made with real molasses over prune juice.
I don't know. Where do you even get that? You have to have, like, a guy who makes it.
You have to have a candy
guy. My licorice guy. My molasses guy. I think we had to wrap it up for the week.
Good podcast.
Good talk. Yeah. And now I'm really hungry for sugar. I don't think I have any candy, though. I have, like, healthy candy. I have, like, ginger chews.
And you think raisins aren't candy?
I just love ginger. All right. I do have one more thing that I want to do before we wrap this up. I have a list of candy trivia questions, because I love trivia, as you know. So, let's get into it. Question one. In M&M candies, what color did blue replace in 1995?
That was the year I was born, dog. Purple?
Tan.
Well, you've already got the brown one, so why do you need the tan one?
Well, tan's just light brown. I don't know how I feel about a tan M&M. I do like the brown M&Ms, though, because they're like...
It feels like you're getting extra chocolate.
Yeah.
Even though you know it's the same candy coating as what's on the other one.
It feels like it's a bonus chocolate, but also, like, it's not trying to be anything that it's not, because chocolate's already brown. So, like, the brown M&M is, like... the genuine.
Do you think the other M&Ms are just dressing up?
Yeah, they're trying too hard, I think. And honestly, I think the red ones have, like, a little bit of a chemical taste.
I agree.
Question two. Which candy bar was, quote, a joy to eat? That's their slogan.
I feel like Almond Joy would be too...
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Almond Joy, a joy to eat. Because it takes 45 years to chew up all that coconut. Which candy company is the largest producer of chocolate in the United States?
I'm going to get this wrong, but I think it's Mars. Eh. Does Mars even exist anymore?
I don't think so. I think it was absorbed by someone else. It's Hershey.
Yeah. I feel like it used to be Mars at some point in my life.
Which candy bar has the same name as our galaxy?
Milky Way.
Ding, ding. That one was easy.
So after my Three Musketeer phase, I did go through a Milky Way phase. It felt like I was growing up because I was adding ingredients.
That's growing up, adding more. I feel like growing up is, like, simplifying.
It is now. At this point in my life, now
okay.
that I'm hitting the tail, and, I mean, you're still really old, but.
Wow. All right, now you're really kicked off of the pod.
Theme of the day, Katie is old.
Bruh. At least I don't eat raisins as candy.
Next question.
Which candy comes in a refillable dispenser with characters on top?
Pez.
Yay.
Do they even exist anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I saw a video of somebody refilling their Pez, but they just, like, slid the candy packet in, and then, like, you open it, and, like, it rips the paper off.
They slid it in the butt, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a hole. There's, like, that hole in the bottom. They, like, slid it in through there, and then I don't even understand how it worked. I'm pretty sure it was just a camera trick or something, because I don't believe it. I saw
that, too, and if that is really how you were supposed to do it, and I've just been, like, individually putting all those Pez in the springy thing.
Yeah.
My life was a lie.
My whole life's a lie. Because, yeah, you have to unwrap it, and you have to keep them all together, and you have to individually put those shits in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there's always one. There's always one that ends up sideways, and you have to, like, smooth it out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to take them back out.
Kids these days don't know the struggle of loading their Pez one by one.
We had to work for our candy.
We had to work.
Baby bottle pops, you had to shake that up yourself.
Yep.
You had to first lick it. Or, like, what is it, dipsticks?
Fun dip.
Like,
you had to work for it.
And then get the sugar.
And that stick took forever to eat.
Yeah.
Those things were hard. Kids these days.
I really did like Fun Dip, though.
All right, the final question. What were the four original flavors of Lifesavers as introduced in 1921?
Balls. I feel like pineapple is the one that's not. So let's go with orange, lime. What are the other flavors?
Come on.
Is it pineapple?
No.
Is that even a flavor?
It is, but it's not one of the originals.
Cherry?
No.
Is it one of those?
Yeah, strong? I think the red candies are hard to make because of the dye.
It's true. Lemon?
Mm-hmm. One more.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Let's go. Good job. I didn't keep score.
The fifth one, isn't it?
I think it is. There's also a cherry. I don't know. I didn't keep score, so I don't know.
I got them all right.
Yeah, good job. Us. Your prize is a licorice stick.
Yay, I can poop tonight.
All right, well, this has been episode 16.
Word of the day.
The candy edition. Your word of the day is Reese Cup. No, I'm just kidding. All right, your word of the day is garnish.
I will garnish a cake with Reese's pieces.
Okay.
For dessert tonight.
That sounds good.
Or dinner.
Ooh, for like dinner. A chocolate peanut butter cake with Reese's pieces.
Reese's pieces.
Oh, that sounds so good. Yum. Garnish to decorate or embellish. To decorate, to add decorative or savory touches to.
Savory. That's not sweet. So I gotta add something savory to my cake.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a garnish is usually a savory application.
Yeah, like parsley.
Yeah, like a parsley sprig on a dish or a slice of lemon.
I will add a mint leaf to my cake for dinner.
Mint chocolate.
Or I will garnish my cake with a mint leaf.
Hell yeah. That sounds good. I'm coming up for dessert. I hope you have candy.
I hope I do too.
You usually have candy. Well, thanks for co-hosting yet again.
It's fun. I like doing it.
It's been fun. Hope to have you back for more episodes. This has been episode 16. Thanks for listening. And use your word of the day. And brush your teeth after you eat all that candy. And wear sunblock too. Okay, bye.